the uniquely modern sound of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's a good day to be you and me. Free to be you and me. Remember that when you were a child? Did you ever get that book read to you, Jennifer? Free to be you and me?
I don't know if I remember that one.
Wow. Kenny, you know that book?
Wasn't that Marlo Thomas?
That's exactly right. Free to be you and me. About 40 years ago, I remember when Megan was just little, so it would have been maybe 35 years ago, but it was very well received and nicely done. So you are, as a result of that, free to be you, and I'm free to be me. I'd love to be me. I've got to be me. Hi.
Feel better?
Much
Feel
better.
Free to be you now?
I do. I've actually wondered whether people are feeling better that the Vatican laid down some details yesterday in its effort to combat sex abuse, saying 848 priests that had been accused of raping and molesting children have been defrocked, and another 2,572 given lesser sanctions over the past 10 years. So who is that supposed to make us feel better? Who thinks that it's better than doing nothing?
Mm-hmm.
But why is there a problem in the first place? What are they doing about addressing that?
Hey, at least they're acknowledging now. I mean, there's baby steps here. At least they're acknowledging there is a problem, which before they were not doing.
All right. Kenny, you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah. This was for years and years. This was just something that they refused to even. They refused to address.
Right. But what are they doing with the higher ups? Priests, one thing. But what about the cardinals that have been besmirching the Catholic Church's name by putting up with this?
What are we doing with them? I don't know. I mean, that is the question. Where they get moved around a lot.
Like what happened in Los Angeles, Jennifer, where you are.
Some are encouraged to retire.
Same thing here in Boston. The cardinal, finally, they were going to arrest him, and he got on a plane the night before they were going to arrest him and flew to Rome to go to the Vatican, where he's been hiding ever since.
Safe passage, yeah. But see, he's out of it. But then he goes to Rome to hide on purpose because...
Yeah. Right.
That
and Mahoney in California,
anymore.
Though. Right. You're the
I saw him
there.
Not too long ago. I saw him a year ago.
Bad dude.
It's kind of hard to look at.
He's a bad dude. Bad dude. What did you do? Kenny, what do you have? Well, there's probably not much on... This is a story from the last 24 hours. Anybody on Facebook or Twitter commenting on this?
Not yet.
No. All right. 888-302-3684. Twitter at Good Day. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, issues of the day. Speaking of children, how many of you have a child that will go into kindergarten next year? Parents, if you are this is the time of year when you have to sign up. The public school system requests that if you have a child so they can get their numbers right, so they can have enough classrooms, all that sort of thing. I noticed in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, there will be 743 students in the, at least according to the numbers they have right now, in kindergarten class, which is what, 4 year old? How old are you in the kindergarten class? Nursery school?
You're about four or five in kindergarten. About five in kindergarten.
Nursery school is first, then kindergarten, right?
Right.
So nursery school, what time, age did you go to nursery school, Jennifer?
I was in preschool or in nursery school at two.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're such a smart. That's why you're so smart.
I know.
Got that brain developing
early
on.
Can thank my mom, who's a teacher, says she needs to be in school starting now.
And right now.
Sent me away.
So if, in fact, you're going to put a child, this is sort of to put it all into perspective, all right? Everybody ready for this? Because this is a mind blower. If you have a student registering and going into kindergarten class this fall, he or she will graduate from high school in the year 2027.
Yeah.
Think about that. How far ahead? Think about that.
Wow.
2027. Very interesting. I find it thinking about those sorts of things when we're involved in what sometimes are sort of banal issues of the day. Think about it that way. I think it puts everything in a different light when you're looking ahead. If you're just thinking about today, and I believe, by the way, in the Tolle philosophy of the power of now. I really do. We've got to be our best now. You've got to do what you have to do in line with where the stars are and where we are in our individual lives at that particular time. But I still also think that you need to give a little bit of thought. And that's perhaps the interest, excuse me, that's following the discussion of the climate change report. As climate change affects us, the report suggests it's affecting us now. Look at the drastic changes in the last 4, 5, 6 years since the current administration went in. The weather's gone to hell. So, that's probably, I shouldn't use that word. Right? Gone to heck? Does it have the same? Just
that's
gone.
Nicer.
Gone south, maybe. Gone south. So, then there is the news from Kansas. Here's what happens after there's a tornado. How many people remember the Greenburg, Kansas tornado that wiped out the town in 2007? Remember that?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, the town, as it has been appraised as the before and after, it is a magnificent place. They rebuilt the town from the ground up, and they used all the latest green technology. So now this town is a model. The tornado did them a favor.
Right, better than ever.
Yeah. So who's to say, what is the old business, I don't mess with Mother Nature? Have we been? Is that what fossil fuel burning is all about? We messed with Mother Nature? Or because the fossil fuel comes from the ground, it comes from the earth, it's produced by Mother Nature, how are we messing with Mother Nature if we're using one of her products? We're thinking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are
I mean, I think you have to use what the planet's given you, don't you think?
Well,
yeah,
it is for our benefit to stay warm. We burn coal. So maybe there's some negative impact from it, same as burning other fossil fuels like gasoline in your car, diesel fuel in your truck, natural gas to heat your home. Natural gas powers electric plants, and so does coal. How many nuclear plants? So let's stop using fossil fuels and use nuclear power everywhere. We're going to have a... I'm going to buy a Buick with a nuclear engine in it. What do you think about that?
I would like that.
Huh? Does it make any sense? Maybe it makes as much sense as some of the things that have come out of this report, one way or the other. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program at 14 past the hour. Mother's Day is Sunday. I have some things for you to think about. And I want you to think first about what you like best about your mom. Is she cool? Is she smart? Is she sweet? Is she pretty? Is she all of those things? Have you admired her all through your life? Do you admire most of the moms that you've met? There are a lot of grandmothers around that are to be admired. I find that women who raise children as single moms, I have a certain admiration for them, frankly. Mothers are very special people. You know that. And you can say that every day and any day about your mom, I'm betting. But there is this thing people call a Hallmark card day, but it still is kind of cool to salute your mom on Mother's Day, which is coming up, as I said, on Sunday. So, what are you going to do after brunch? What are you going to do for a special presentation? See, I don't think you should send Sherry's Berries to your mother. I think you should bring Sherry's Berries to your mother. I think you should order a gift for your mother that is as unique as she is. These strawberries dipped from Sherry's Berries in this great chocolate. But have them delivered to you so you can bring them and give them to your mother and watch her face as it is being opened on Mother's Day. That's much more rewarding than sending her something in the mail so she'll get it on Saturday. She'll go, oh, isn't this sweet? But you won't get the benefit of seeing her open it up. Unless she's sweet enough to wait until you're around on Sunday. How about you do this? Call 866-FRUIT-02 and order your Sherry's Berries. I think it's probably more intelligent to go to berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. And order, actually go to the upper right-hand corner and you'll see a mic. Put in my code, good day, and you will save some serious dough on this. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. That's a 40% savings. Or double the number of berries for $10 more. You got to go to the mic in the upper right-hand corner, though, and use my code GOODDAY for these enormous, dipped, beautiful, juicy strawberries. You need my code GOODDAY when you order to get the deal. I bet your mouth is doing all kinds of wonderful things right now as you think about this. I want you to just do something special and in a different way. I know everybody else is saying, send them to your mom. No, bring them to your mother.
That's how she knows
you
love her.
Exactly. Bring it to her. This offer expires at midnight on Friday. Make sure you order now. Berries, BERRIES.com. Berries.com. Use the microphone upper right-hand corner. Type in, good day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized you taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Come on, dude. Go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like 3 times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Ain't that sweet? Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 888-302-3684. Television report coming up in the next half hour with the results of what I didn't get yesterday because Jennifer didn't do her homework. We finally have the 24 ratings results. Good Lord. Come on, Jennifer.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Idol and an American Idol finalist, Clay Aiken, now decided he wanted to be a politician, locked in a race too close to call in a primary in North Carolina's 2nd Congressional District. All of the precincts have reported in. By the way, he was the, 2003 runner-up on American Idol?
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
He looks a little, I'm looking at these pictures, I said to Jennifer and Kenny that I thought he looked old. He's older than he was 11 years ago when he won, or did well in American Idol.
I've forgotten. To the best of us.
American Idol has been around that long. Yes, it does. So let's see here. He's running against Keith Crisco, but I think he's ahead of him by some 300 and something votes, right? Kenny, do I have my numbers right?
Yeah, I saw the last numbers I saw were somewhere between 300 and 400 votes.
Right. There's another candidate, but he's not doing particularly well. So it's just between Aiken and his fellow Keith Crisco, who's a former state commerce secretary.
The Crisco kid.
Crisco kid. What part of North Carolina is this? Do we know?
What's the city again? Or what's the town?
It's the 2nd District, second Congressional District. I'm thinking that's in the mountains.
I think you might be right, actually, because I think that's where he's from. Let's see.
Right. All right. So what is the, there's a town or a city there that everybody likes to go to, and I'm blanking. I've even been there.
Asheville.
Thank you. I think that's where this is, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, Clay Aiken, he was bested by Ruben Studdard. How many people remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. And apparently, Ruben tweeted last week that he was proud of his friend. We need more people like him in Congress. And then there are those who would say he's gay. We don't need anybody like that in Congress. Because, of course, there would be no Republican. I said off the air to Jennifer and Ken, we're having a conversation about this, and I was not aware what party affiliation he was. And Jennifer said to me, well, he's a Democrat, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Of
because course. Nobody would be gay and be Republican.
Oh, that's not true. There's lots of them.
They're called log cabin Republican. Not all of them.
So this 2nd district is Chatham County, Cumberland, Hartnett, Lee, Moore, and Wake counties, if that makes sense.
It's in the middle of the state. It's Raleigh, the surrounding areas.
Oh, it's Raleigh. Okay, so it's not Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the bigger the city, the more likely there is that he would have a chance of doing well. Is his politics the issue, his issues the issue, or the fact that he's gay the
issue?
Well,
it could be that he's a first-time runner. I mean, how many people win their first time running for office?
Well, I think a lot of people
Some
do. Every time a Kennedy runs for office, they always win.
They're a Kennedy, though.
Well, but everybody knows Aiken's name.
They do, but maybe that hurts him. Because
right away, when I saw that, I didn't know he was running, or if I did know it, I had forgotten it. And I said, Clay Aiken, that's the guy from American Idol.
He decided to start running right after he finished on Celebrity Apprentice. He came in second, I think, on a Celebrity Apprentice again.
Really?
So this poor guy is, like, coming in second all over the place. But I think that Donald Trump says that he's the one that, I think, gave him the inspiration to run
Good.
For office.
Monica Lewinsky's got an inspiring book about the Clinton affair. She's also been interviewed as part of the promotion by Vanity Fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was made
She's
a
40
scapegoat.
Now. What's the aftermath of the Clinton affair?
Yeah. Well, I always remembered, because she's the same age as my daughter, I wondered, and Megan and I talked about this a lot, she was 26 when this happened, and we talked about what would have been the circumstance for any 26-year-old to go through this.
Oh, my gosh. To be given attention by the president of, the most powerful man in the world?
She's not found herself. I don't know what she's doing now. She's trying a lot of different things. I always felt sorry for her. I thought she was actually quite a special individual in a number of ways. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, massage is as wonderful and therapeutic for an animal as it is for a human. The experience of being touched, rubbed, and stroked is not just reassuring, it's also physically beneficial. Who needs a massage? Every pet, regardless of age, size, or activity level, can benefit from a massage every once in a while. A very active animal often suffers from muscle aches and strains just like people do, and a rub down can ease the discomfort, and he can't express in words how much better he feels now that you've done the massage. Especially older dogs and dogs suffering with arthritis can really benefit from massage. You can communicate your understanding and your love through the comfort of touch more clearly than you can express your feelings with words. Massage is simply another way for you to praise your dog, one your dog truly cherishes. And if you have an older dog especially, massage them 2-3 times a week. This way you can feel for lumps or bumps that may not be nothing now, but if left untreated can become worse. Massage is good for your pets, and you know what? It lowers your blood pressure at the same time, so it's good for everybody. Massage away. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It has to be a good day. I will not accept anything other than live bloggers. I don't want any dead bloggers trying to get to me. I want only the live ones. You got that?
It's a good rule of thumb, sir.
I want no dead bloggers. Make sure that they are all live, please. After all, we have important things to discuss here. 888-302-3684, like Ben Bernanke's new book deal.
Oh, boy.
$1 million to write a book about his years at the Fed and his response to the economic crisis and what he thinks is going to happen as he looks into his crystal ball into the future. The future of America, the future of our funding ability, the future of all things monetary. Profit. It's a good thing. How many people have a business of their own? Remember, I believe I've told you a number of times that having a basement business, a garage business, a little business on the side, no matter what you do, is a great way for tax reasons and other reasons. I think it's good mental health. Jennifer's got a little side business. It's called Being on the Good Day Show. The big business she has is the family.
Gigantic.
It's a family bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer is on top of her game. She's running a company that has impact all around Los Angeles County, all around the country, all around the world. It's
right.
Big.
It's big.
Bigger than
GM,
bigger than big. Bigger than GM.
No, I'm the general manager.
Oh.
GM's still a little bigger than we are, but we're working on it.
All right, yeah. Take care of it. How many people are paying any attention to the discussion of climate change? It's harming the U.S. economy. See, this all came about. I think the report actually started in 2012. Work began on it then. And then the pieces, they come in, you put together and collated. Now it's an 840-some-odd-page report telling us what we already knew. Things are changing. Ah, wow. I wonder how many of your tax dollars went into that, baby. Here's an example. Jennifer lives in Southern California.
Yeah.
All the time. I live in Southern California some of the time. There's a drought in Southern California. Is it because of global warming? It's costly. They're engineering now a way to pump water uphill to communities that don't have enough water. And there are those communities. If you go up the, what is that, the 14? You go up the 5, is it the 14 that goes to Lancaster?
Yes.
All right. Is that an area that is kind of like Simi Valley, up in those areas, up in the mountains, where a lot of people have thought, oh, this is a beautiful place, let's live here. Now they turn on the water faucet, and they don't think it's such a beautiful place to live, because nothing comes out.
Right, there's no water.
There's no water. Is that because of global warming, or is that because we're dumb enough to want to live in a desert or on a mountain?
Yeah.
I mean, which, hello, why wouldn't you understand that with the beauty that goes into living in places like that, there are assorted problems that are associated with it. One of them is it's hard to get water to those places. And so as things are compromised, then it's going to be more expensive. They're going to assess. I saw one story assessing some communities $30,000 a home to get water. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute. We had to do that in Framingham 4 or 5 years ago. There was a development built about a mile from where I am. They put 240-some-odd houses in this development, and they ran water up and down the hill. Well, they didn't have enough water, so they drilled wells. Well, now the wells have run dry, so the town was asked to put water up the street. Town says, fine, we'll do that. It'll cost you $34,000 a house. And they had to do it, and they had to add that money to their mortgage. How'd you like to be? Anybody had that experience? I think that has happened, and that's what you're going to see. That's the run out of this. When there are needs in places like the mountains and the deserts where there isn't going to be enough water, even if they build a desalinization plant like they are in some places, they got to pump the water to you. You think they're going to do that free? They're going to charge you. They're going to assess you.
Well, I would just imagine, since we're members of this great nation, that they would just send it to us, don't you think?
Ah, of course.
Doesn't it come with our membership card?
Yeah, right. You're a membership. You, like, belong to, what is that, jackets for members only?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got USA only. It's really a pretty interesting scenario. But I wonder if anybody has lived in a place where the town or the city has had to assess you for improvements like this. That's what's going to happen. That's what will come out of all of this discussion and the global climate change sort of thing. That's where it'll go. Comments?
You know, Kenny.
The
people who are trumpeting all about global warming complain all the time about fossil fuels and gas and your footprint, but they don't talk about that how stupid we are that we move to Southern California in the desert,
yeah,
and then we bring in water and we screw up the environment, and then we're surprised that the climate changes
with all of our swimming pools,
and our lawns that we have to keep watering,
right,
and cars that we have to keep washing.
That's thanks to Mr.
Mulholland.
I've actually
given up washing my car, Ken, just for the good of the planet.
I thought your car looked kind of dirty when I saw it before.
What?
Your car looked kind of dirty when I saw it. You can get, I saw, well, I went by a place yesterday and get a car wash for $3.99 around here. We got plenty of water.
Never.
Yeah, plenty of water here.
Even the drive-through car washes are like
$8. $3.99 here, baby. You better move out here.
I actually would like to.
Really? Okay.
You can keep your winter, but
that's all right. You can stay here in the winter when I'll come stay in your house.
You want to have a swap?
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Richie's gone to a funeral this morning. I know that.
Mm.
And it's not Roberta's funeral, although Roberta's not around either.
Thank goodness.
Sometimes you read some of Roberta's emails, you think that's what's going to happen next to her. Speaking of emails, et cetera, et cetera, I just read an email from somebody who lives in the Middle East, who wanted to know more about Iran's president vetoing a plan to ban WhatsApp. So, Kenny, would you first explain WhatsApp, the new app? It's actually WhatsApp, but I was being cute by calling it WhatsApp. The WhatsApp. This was some kind of a messaging app, is it not? And I wonder why the Iranians wouldn't want to have WhatsApp in their country. Any ideas?
Well, I'm sure it's just a freedom thing, because it's a way to message from lots of different sources, so you can message from Facebook or Twitter, mm-hmm. or use it on different platforms. You can send video, you can send pictures, you can send audio. So I'm sure that they don't want that. I'm sure they want to keep a tight rein on what gets out onto the internet and posted where just anybody in the world can see it.
Rain? Did I hear rain?
Rain.
It's going to rain there? We need to get rain. Or do you suppose they have a climate report, too, in Iran?
I don't think they allow
I think they're busy with other things there.
Really? You think so, huh?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to San Jose, California for a moment. Do you know the way?
Wait to San Jose. Okay.
So a couple of wrinkles on this young fellow who went to Hawaii. You see the video that popped up yesterday of him on the plane getting out from under there?
Yeah, and he just like popped out like, okay, yeah. Can I give you my theory about
this? Yes, you may do that.
I think this kid's an alien.
Really?
You know how we always think those TV shows show the aliens like living amongst us?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think this kid is an alien. There is no way that you would pop out like that when you've been like frozen. He didn't freeze.
Well, he hibernated.
Okay, but he popped out like he, I mean, come on. Right. How long is the descent? Okay, let's think about this. How long is the descent from where it's super cold to where it's normal temperature? Maybe 15, 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, 30 maybe, yeah.
Okay, let's just say 30.
Okay.
Is 30 minutes enough to defrost?
Yes.
You think?
Yeah, if the wind is blowing around you, sure. When's the last time you took a piece of fish out of the freezer and you put it outside, well, outside your house, somebody come eat it. So,
this is human heat. You need a stink.
Anyway, the police in San Jose.
He's an alien.
Are investigating how he got onto the runway and was there for 5 hours before he got into the wheel well of the plane.
Because he's an alien and he can fly.
Really, that's the answer?
Well, if he could fly, he wouldn't have needed the plane.
Yeah, why'd he need the plane?
Because he was tired, his wings hurt.
Really? I'll put that down in my report. Jennifer reports on Katie Couric and some ratings information. There's the television report coming up in a matter of moments. Right now, though, I want you, if you're interested in having a cup of coffee, to have a free one on me. As a matter of fact, a free pound of coffee on me. Call 866-456-7805 to get your free coffee from me. That number again, Doug, 866-456-7805. That's the number for the best kind of coffee, the Arabica blend from BuzzBox. BuzzBox coffee. Yum, yum, yum. Good, good, good. All kinds of exciting things happen when you call 866-456-7805. Or you go to DougStefan.com. See the orange BuzzBox there on the right-hand side of the homepage? Click on that puppy, and you'll see the free coffee offer. And you also see the story as I tell the story to a cow about how BuzzBox is working to provide. We get 1,000 Doug Stefan listeners to use BuzzBox coffee. We will be able to provide 2,800 glasses of milk a day in areas of the world where youngsters have not enough food, not enough to drink. That's what you get. That's the help. I've decided that the money that I would have normally made from selling BuzzBox coffee, I would give to this because the people who put this together are from World Vision. So it's a good business deal, and it's also a good way to help a lot of people. Plus, some of the money is going to help me on my farm as well. Helping cows, helping feed people, helping out. We're all here to help. Help yourself to great coffee and help a wonderful cause at the same time. Please join the hundreds and thousands of people around the country who are getting into this movement. BuzzBox Coffee. Get a free bag of coffee. That's how you get started, by calling 866-456-7805 or just clicking on the link, BuzzBox Coffee, at DougStefan.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Yes, it's 13 before the hour. Jennifer Horn is here to report on, among other things, what Katie Couric is going to be doing with her time this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
what she's doing with her time this summer is she's going back to the Today Show, Dougie.
There's a story at DougStefan.com for those of you who are interested in really getting
the
in-depth
scoop
on this. Yes.
Yeah. She's a contender. This was a story out of the New York Post. They're the ones that first reported it. She's a contender to sit in and co-host the show while Savannah Guthrie is on maternity leave. Mm-hmm. So she's 5 months pregnant, expected to take leave this summer. And
Katie's 5 months pregnant?
Savannah is 5 months pregnant.
With Matt's
leave
baby?
This summer. Yes, maybe. No, Matt that's baby. Not. He likes the other one, Natalie Morales.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, the talks are temporary for Couric. It might lead to a larger job if ratings see an improvement. Having Matt and Katie reunited might make for a good story.
We did that. People Peaches and Herb.
Back.
Reunited and your
feels
so
good.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, ratings are in for 24.
Yay!
Debbie. It turns out Jack is back, and even a little bit more than people thought originally yesterday. The first ratings came in and said that he was at about a 2.6 among adults 18 to 49, but now that's inched up a little bit. 2.8 is what they're saying. He didn't quite win the night. The Voice won the night with a 3 share, but right underneath
Boo.
It is on par with the season 8 finale, so that's really good news. Dancing with the Stars only pulled in a 1.8 rating. That's a 31% drop from last week and their season low, so that's big stuff.
I think Bergeron told me he wanted to stop doing America's Funniest Videos. I think you better hold on to that game.
Just in case. I know that one's
Dancing with the Stars. It's the skids. Okay, keep going.
Big news for Brad Paisley, country singer Brad Paisley. He's the first musician tapped for a judge's seat on ABC's summer singing competition. It's a reality series called Rising Star. He's had quite an association with ABC, I don't know, at least 5 years. He's been hosting the CMA Awards with Carrie Underwood, and the two other judges are expected to be locked in soon. No word on who those are yet, but it is a Dick Clark production.
Really?
NBC
Dick Clark's
said,
dead.
Well, his production company is not. It's clearly very much alive, sir.
Huh.
They're doing Rising Star.
Conan O'Brien's got a production company called Team Coco.
Yeah.
Did you? I didn't know that. Did you know
yeah,
that?
A lot of TV shows. He did Super Fun Night. Other stuff
really?
That's been out. Yeah.
Huh.
NBC pulled a couple of shows off the schedule this past week, which makes it not look so good that they'll be renewed. Crisis, Fred Dreyer's show,
really?
Gone. And Believe, also out. So if you're a fan of those shows, you better start watching.
No, just watch Jack instead. Jack's going to be back. They'll bring it back in January next year. They'll finish, as soon as this season is over, they're going to start with another season. Watch, you wait and see. That doesn't happen.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Go 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What's in the next 5 minutes or so for you? It's a visit with Warren Eckstein, who is here to help you with your pets, all of them, from A to Z. Let's see, what would be an animal that began with an A? An alpaca.
An aardvark.
Aardvark, yep. And what kind of a Z? Zebra. Have a zebra for a pet. Warren is an expert when it comes to taking care of alpacas and zebras, and he's going to prove that in a matter of moments. Plus, we have other things. I want to know how much money you spend on your pet. I was adding up. I took Charlotte for some chiropractic and acupuncture last night, and I was looking at how much that cost, and then I was thinking how much I've spent in the last year on Charlotte. And you know what? To me, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make a bit of difference. Some people, however, are conscious of it. And I wonder, Warren can put a number to how much people spend on their pets every year in this country. What kind of a business is the pet business? Where do you hear the number? Coming right up here on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
This is a big business. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, is here to bring you up to date on a lot of the things that probably are in your face, or if you think about it, they're kind of wow answers to questions like how much do you spend? Do you think about how much money you spend on your pet? So overall, how much are Americans spending on their pets?
Close to $58 billion now, should be $60
billion. A year.
A year. Will be $60 billion within the next 2 years, an increase of 18% every year. When everything else went down, the people, you know, their pets are important to them. Come on, mm-hmm. we know that. So therefore, they spend the money, $60 billion on their pets.
And this is, by the way, from the world of healthier food. Veterinary insurance. I was actually looking into insurance for Charlotte. Do you think that actually pet insurance really work?
It really depends. I'm talking to some insurance companies now. It really depends on the age. For example, if you get it when it's a puppy, that's one thing. But you have to take into consideration, is it a pre-existing disease? Mm-hmm. Is there a lifetime cap? Is there a yearly cap? So all these things have to be taken into consideration. And let me ask you a question, Doug.
Yeah.
Why do you have a dog? Why did you get a dog?
I didn't get Charlotte. Brendan got Charlotte. And Charlotte and I bonded in an amazing way to the point where Brendan gave me Charlotte because of the relationship that we developed. And now that I've had her for all these years, and she's been my constant companion day and night, wherever I go, whatever I'm doing, she's always right there with me. And has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are beings on this planet that are capable of unconditional love.
You're absolutely able. Here's a new study. It's kind of an interesting study. I don't know if I agree with it, but a new study says that 40% of females have said the reason they got a dog was for exercise, and 80% of the females claim that they do more exercise since having a dog. People like Cameron Diaz, Nicole Richie, Nikki Reed. So, yeah, in other words, 40% of women say, I don't necessarily buy it. I think they got the dog because they just want companionship, just like we do. They want that unconditional love. But according to the study, and it's true, because they realize now that children that live in homes with pets generally get more exercise than kids that live in petless homes, which just makes a lot of common sense. You have to clean up that poop sooner or later.
Well, I don't have a problem. I mean, I get plenty of exercise on the farm, and in general, I have an exercise program and routine. But I can see where people, a bigger dog. As a matter of fact, I see a lot of people that are out and about more in Santa Monica than I do here on the farm, because I'm way off the street, and this street is a narrow country road, so there aren't a lot of people that are running on it anyway. But out in Santa Monica, my heavens, you see every morning outside my house tons of people up and down the street, the sidewalks, going to the beach, who just are having a great time with their dogs. So.
Yeah, they're all on a line at the beach getting their dogs and themselves out of their Priuses, Doug. Now, let's be real.
Well, that's how we're going to beat global warming. Haven't you read the climate report yet, Warren?
I must have missed that report.
Come on. You got to check out the climate report that's out today. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. Check out petshow.com. You can do it through dougsteffen.com, if you please. Thanks, Warren.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.